All right, so today we're going to be talking about what to post and what to not post on Twitter. I'm mostly going to be talking about what not to post because a lot of things in recruiting are not about, oh, do X, Y, and Z. It's about don't do X, Y, and Z because the big mistakes will cost you. And I know a lot of people get mad about, oh, stop talking about what not to do. Tell us what to do. And everybody wants to know the magic secret to recruiting. It's a lot of little things that add up. And a lot of those little things are not making these big mistakes. So I'm going to share that with you. Make sure you get the most of it so that we can go and crush Twitter and freaking get a lot of scholarship offers. So let's dive into it. If you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Loera. I'm a former college quarterback helping families get recruited to get scholarships. So if you don't know by now, Twitter is the place to get recruited. If you're watching this, most likely you're a football player because that's who I work with. But if you're not a football player, I think you could go on Twitter and crush because it's filled with football players mostly. It's highly competitive there. If you're anything else, you can just crush it by using these strategies. So what it's essentially, Twitter profile is essentially your athletic resume is the way I look at it. Your athletic business card. You call it a bunch of different things. It's your athletic resume at the end of the day. And so what we're trying to do with that, I think a lot of people have the wrong interpretation of it, is we're trying to showcase yourself in the best light. Think of it as like, just like Instagram, people say Instagram is this and that, not to compare yourself to someone else's social media profile. It's the same thing with Twitter. We're trying to show like the top 10% of you. We're trying to show the best of the best stuff so that way when a coach comes upon it, they're like really impressed with you because we don't want to show anything that is less than that 10%. And so that way we're putting out the best stuff. Coaches are impressed. They come there, super impressed, follow you, reach out to you, start recruiting you, offer your scholarship. That's the whole goal. So not making the mistakes are huge because if you make a mistake, you're instantly going to lose that sauce of like, oh, this is really impressive. Because one little thing can cause some doubt, can cause some hesitation in a coach's mind. So that way they don't follow you, they don't reach out to you, they don't do anything, and they don't decide not to recruit you, and they go into someone else. Because that's what you have to realize. A coach has limited time. They're not going to scroll through your Twitter profile for 5-10 minutes. They're going to do it in a couple swipes, and they're going to see a couple things, and based on those couple things, they're going to make a decision of if they're going to follow you or not, or if they're going to reach out or not, if they're whatever they're going to do. And so in those few seconds, you have to make sure that you're showing your best stuff and not messing up that opportunity. So let's dive in onto some of the biggest mistakes. I'm just rattling them off the top of my head. I don't have any notes, so excuse me. But the number one thing is, I mean, the most obvious one that I'm just talking about, like showing average stuff. That's the biggest thing. Like if you're struggling to find Twitter posts, like do not post average stuff. Like don't post a post. You need to post to showcase strengths or to give recruiting updates. And so if you're posting just a post and it's a crappy post, it's a crappy average post that any other kid in the nation could put up, that is hurting your recruiting stock because now you're showing a weakness, essentially. Anything that's not a strength is a weakness in recruiting in my eyes. And so like if your bench is 185 max, like don't post that. If you're squatting sub 3 plates, don't post that. Like I was not a strong lifter. I think I benched 275 in JUCO once and like one rep. Can't believe I did that. But like ultimately I was not a strong lifter at all. My squat was terrible. I never squatted like above 365. My clean was like decent. Like, but I never posted any of that stuff because I knew that was not my strength. I didn't need to show that first off as a quarterback. And that would honestly hurt my stock. And so the same thing with you. If you're an offensive lineman and you're not lifting heavy, don't post it. Like if you're a receiver and you run a 4.940, don't post it. Don't put it out anywhere on the online. Keep that to yourself. Let the game film speak for itself and hope that's enough. Maybe some people will see this as deception or hiding, but it's really not, because everybody knows at the end of the day that stuff doesn't matter on the field, but coaches do take that into consideration. And so if you're giving them publicly and you're just hurting yourself essentially by giving them information that will hurt you and hurt your recruiting stock, but doesn't have an impact on your ability as a player. And if you truly believe that you're this great player or your son is this great player that deserves to go play in college, then you're hurting their chances. You're hurting the program chances. You're hurting everyone by putting out information that just doesn't apply to your situation. So this counts for posts, this counts for your bio. I see that a lot. Don't put stuff that hurts your stuff. I mean, the GPA stuff, some people say like you should put a bad GPA in your bio because you're not going to, that way you don't waste a coach's time. Yeah, maybe I would hide it. I that's what I recommend. I mean, ultimately just get your grades up is the real solution to that. But like if you're 40 times bad, don't put it in your bio. I've seen too many 5+40s in bios that I just, it's unimaginable. I've seen a 185 pound bench in a bio. I've seen a 225 squat in a bio. It's just, don't put that stuff in there. You are, you know what a really good bench. And if you have to ask people, but like, you have to know what that stuff is good. And if it's not, don't put it out there at the end of the day. So that's a big thing. Just make sure not to post bad stuff is the biggest one. The second thing, I'll go with just recruiting updates, because there's really like two different types of posts. If you think about it, there's updates and there's proof, value, whatever you want to call it. Now, the updates are what you generally see, because everybody has them, because camp invites go all around like wildfire. And so you see the camp invites, you see the visit invites, you see visits, you see camps, you see all these updates of different things. The other thing you see is proof. So you see highlights, video, etc. That is what we were kind of talking about. We're talking about stuff that hurts you. So we'll talk about updates. I'd say the biggest thing to hurt you in updates is posting too many updates that can just easily get ignored. Because then you kind of get tagged as that guy of like, oh, you know, Johnny posted, oh, that's just another pay-to-play camp invite. And that's the last thing you'll want, is get tagged with that kind of stuff. And I'll kind of say that the pay-to-play camp invites, don't post those. That does not help you, or the pay-to-play camps. I know coaches do not care about that because they've said that before. So that's another big thing, is just, you don't want to be, your updates need to be really good, just like anything else. Like, don't post that you got, this kind of goes back to the last one I just talked about, like offers and why you shouldn't post every offer. You shouldn't post every update. Just because you went to a visit and it was at a D3 school doesn't mean you should post it. If you're going to be a D1 guy, then focus on posting the D1 schools. You don't have to post everything. That's a good guideline to follow. I'd say the next biggest mistake is not posting enough. That's probably the next one. Bad guideline is just, yeah, not posting enough. You need to post at least once a week. And the good thing is you can find a lot of stuff. Like, I look at it as, and this is something that they refer to in the content creation world, is just sawdust. You know, when you, I don't know anything about woodworking because I'm not, these hands are, I mean, just by barbells is what they've been rubbed up on. But like, essentially when you woodwork, you use a saw, whatever you do when you saw stuff, you cut the wood and sawdust comes off. And I don't know if anybody uses sawdust, but essentially in the content creation world, a lot of you see the stuff you see on my Twitter and my email is sawdust of like, I worked with this client or this family, or this is a story of mine, or this is something that popped up from this week. And I use that as, that's my sawdust. It's my extra stuff that kind of like flowed over and I can share with you guys. Because the main stuff that I work on is with the families that I work with. And so the same thing goes for your recruiting. Like, I imagine you're going out and working out. I imagine you're working out, you're lifting, you're doing speed stuff, you're catching balls, throwing balls, you're doing skill work. You already are doing that. Just record it. And that is that's your sawdust. Like, you're already doing it, just record it. Just record it, just capture it, and then come back together, cut it up into a minute, less than minute video, and boom, you have a post. Just do that once a week. That's literally all you do. That's the formula. And so that's why I try to teach the families in the group that I work with, is just like, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It doesn't need this high production value. Just use your phone, get a tripod, set it up when you go do whatever you're doing that you want to record. And then you can record at certain times if you want. cool. You can record the entire thing and then just cut it up later. Like, whatever you need to do, just do it. But that'll add a couple minutes probably having to set that stuff up. But ultimately, like, that makes it really easy. You can cut it up in a couple minutes. Boom, you have a post. And you just do that on a weekly basis. So that is that's an easy way to chop that stuff up. So we're at about the 10-minute mark here. Gonna cut it off, wrap things up. But essentially, just avoid those mistakes. Those are big mistakes I see. And if you avoid them, you'll crush it. You'll do fine. Your Twitter post will blow up if you keep doing it the right way and figuring out what works, what you can showcase best, and just really crush the process. So hopefully you got something from this. If you did, be sure to follow, subscribe, like for more content like this. And also, if you want to work with me one-on-one, then go down below or go to scholarship-accelerator.com and book a call with me there. Peace.